सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So we have seen that Manu Maharaj has reached the ashram of Kardam Muni at the bank of Saraswati, and the place is Bindu Sarovar. He has reached there and he told his purpose of visiting the ashram, and he was visiting with his wife Satrupa and daughter Devuti, and the retinue, his followers, were also there. So after explaining the purpose of his visit and offering the hands of his daughter to Kardamji, then Kardamji said, Badam, very well. I accept it. Why? Because I also want to get married, number one. Number two, your daughter has not given birth to anybody. She has not given birth to anybody that she wants to get married to somebody else. So that is another reason. And then he said, when such an offer comes without asking, then such an offer is welcome. And your daughter is so beautiful, only those who have worshipped Mother Lakshmi can perceive such a beauty. She is an ornament of ornamented women. She is so beautiful. And Kardamji also tells that he has heard this, that once Vishwavasu, a Gandharva, while he was going on his own jet, on his own airplane, seeing the beauty of Devuti, he fell down from his aeroplane. She's so beautiful. He said, okay, I accept this marriage, but one condition. What is that condition? The condition is that when the desired number of children we get, and after that, I want to go back to Banaprastha Ashram. I want to follow Paramhansa, which is universal love, and there is no hatred in that. I want to pursue that path. This is one condition. One condition I got. And this has been told to me by Lord Vishnu himself. Because Bhagwan Hari or Bhagwan Vishnu appeared after his 10,000 years of meditation, and he has told him that this is my wish. I want to get married, but at the same time, I don't want to forget the goal of my life. I know the goal of life is to become a Paramhansa or become a Jnani. Although he was realized, but he said, no, I want to pursue that life also. Then he said, who is Vishnu? Who is Hari? He is the creator, sustainer, and the dissolver of this universe. So this much Kardam Muni said. Now, up to this we have seen, we are in Canto 3, Chapter 22, and verse number 21. Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya Uvacha. Saugradhanmanya Devavabhase Asichatushnim Maravindanavam Dhyopa Grinhansmita Shobhitena Mukhena Cheto Lulube Devahutyaha.
Sa means the kardam. Now Maitri is saying, the dialogue is going on between Maitri and Vidur. Vidur asked Maitriji that he wanted to listen to the stories of Manuvans. Why Manuvans? What is the speciality of Manuvans? The speciality of Manuvans is that the creation started with the union of male and female. It started from there. So therefore, Vidurji asked question about that once. How that once progressed thereafter? You tell me about that. Sa kardam ugradhanva, O great warrior Vidu, iyat iva avabhase. Iyat means this much. Iva means alone. Avabhase, spoke. So kardam spoke, O Vidur, only this much. So what we have seen in the preamble today, that much only Kardam Muni said to Maharaj Manu. Then after that, Asit. Then after that, he became Tusnim, silent. So after telling whatever he wanted to say, his condition about that marriage, after saying that, he became silent. Arvindanavam Dio Upagrahan. And immediately, after becoming silent, Arvindanavam Dio. His dhi, his intellect, his buddhi was given to Arvindanavam, Vishnu. You see, we have to learn how to live in this world. So after once you have said whatever you have done, and when your mind is free, normally our mind goes into the past and future. But Kardam Muni's mind immediately went to Vishnu. His mind was resting in Vishnu. Arvindanavam Dhyo Upagrahan, seizing Vishnu by his intellect, and smita sobitena, and with a smile on his face. Mukhena cheto lulubhe devahutya. So his face, he was smiling outside. Where was his mind? Mind was with the Lord. And this smile, cheto lulubhe devahutya. And this smile, lulubhe, captivated devahuti. Devahuti was very much impressed, attracted toward Kardamji, seeing smile on his face. So the sage, O Vidur, said only this much and became silent, clinging his mind to the Lord, whose navel is adorned by a lotus. His countenance, which was graced with a smile, captivated the heart of Devahuti. So pure bhakta's mind is always with the Lord. Always with the Lord. And they become very vyakul, agitated, if the mind is not there. In Narad Bhakti Sutra we have seen, so long the mind is there with the Lord, they are happy. The moment they forget Lord, bas, mind becomes very param vyakul, it is said there. Param vyakul. Okay. So when the mind is with the Lord Vishnu, so what would be the expression on the face? Smile. Expression will the smile. Automatically, because your mind is reveling in the Ananda Sarup. So outside also on the face will be Ananda only. When we revel in the Vishay, in the past or in the future, at that time you see your face in the mirror. You will come to know it is not smiling. The face is not smiling. According to the thoughts, according to the vrittis, either you are sorrowful or you are worried, you are anxious. So that immediately a person can recognize by seeing the face that this person is not happy. His mind is agitated. Okay, so we should check our mind. Where is our mind? When it is free, our mind always revels in vishay, in the world, thinking about the world only. So we should practice. Practice what? We should see the charitra of Kardamji, how a realized person lives in this world. His mind is always with Bhagwan. So we should also try. So we have to put in effort first to bring Vishnu in our mind. So that should be our goal.
So nu gyatva vyavasitam mahishaduhitu sputam tasme gunaganadhyaya dadau tulyam praharshitaha.
Saha means here Manu. Maitri ji is saying to Vidurji, Sah Manu, Anu Gyatva. Gyatva means knowing. Anu means after knowing. After knowing what? Vyavasitam Mahishya Duita Sputam. Vyavasitam, the decision. The decision, Sputam means clearly. After getting the clear decision of whom? Mahishya. Mahishya means a queen. Queen means Satarupa. And Duhitu. Duhitu means daughter. Devuti. So when Kardam said, I also agree. So now Manuji consulted his wife and his daughter Devuti. That Kardamji has put one condition. What is your opinion? Tell me how many of you will give your daughter to such person who puts a restriction, first condition. Up to Grihastha Ashram, after getting children, so long she does not become mother, tap tak I will be in the Grihastha Ashram, and after she becomes Grihastha Ashram, I am going. But both of them, Mahishya Duhita Sputam, both of them agreed. All three of them, Manu Maharaj, Devuti, and Satrupa, they agreed. Then what happened? Tasmai to him. To him means to Kardam Muni. Tasmai. Gun Ganadhyaya. Who is with the virtues? So Kardamji has got many virtues. Many virtues he has got. Dadau gave. Tulyam Praharsita. Tulyam means equal in guna. Who is equal in guna? Devuti. Already they have discussed, Kardamji, you have got this guna, Devuti also has got these gunas, these qualities. You both are equal in qualities. She is fit for you. Dadau gave, kanyadan ho gaya. Marriage is over here. Praharsita, and how did it? Extremely pleased. Praharsita, happily pleased. So marriage is solemnized. Okay, then he says here, next the Manu, after ascertaining the decision of his wife and daughter, gave the letter in marriage joyfully to the highly virtuous Kardam, to whom she was an equal in all respect. Marriage over. In one verse, marriage is over. Okay, then what happened after that?
Next. Satarupa Maharagi. Paribarhan Mahadhanan Dampatyo Pariyadat Pritya Bhushavasa Parichadan.
Satrupa, wife, mother of Devuti. Maharagi, empress. Emperor, empress. Maharani. Paribarhan means dowry. So dowry started from there, you know. Paribaran. What all things are to be given in dowry is said here. Mahadhanan, valuable presents were given. What are those valuable presents? It is said, to whom it was given? Dampatyo. Dampatyo means to husband and wife. The, see the word dampatyo, dampati, husband and wife. That means marriage is solemnized already. Dampati. Parijadat means gave. And how they gave? Pritya. out of love. It was not out of force that you have to give this much, this much, this much, this much, and all that. What all things were given? Bhusa. Bhusa means what? Abhusan. Abhusan means ornaments. Vasah. Vasa means what? Cloth. Vasansi jirnani. In Gita comes Vasansi jirnani. Vasa. Clothes. So what all things are to be given? Ornament. Clothes. Parichadan. Parichadan means articles of household. Articles of household. All the utensils and all these things which are required for household. So those three things were given. Okay, so impress. Satarupa lovingly gave. Lovingly. Pritya. There was no compulsion. Lovingly gave most valuable presents suitable for the occasion, such as jewelry, clothes, and household articles in dowry to the bride and bridegroom. So giving present in marriage is still prevalent. So as per our financial condition, we should give presents. It's not necessary that each one should follow or see what others have done. We have to also do. No, it's not like that. It is said that if our financial condition is not good, so we can give one fruit to bride and bridegroom, that's all. That will be also sufficient. That also will be sufficient. Okay, next.
Prattam duhitaram samrat sadrikshaya gatavyatah upaguya chabahubhyam outkanton matitashayah.
So prattam, prattam means who was given. So who was given as a kanyadan? Devuti. Devuti was given in marriage to Kardamji. And Panigrahan was taken by Kardamji. Duhitaram. Duhitaram means daughter. Samrat, Emperor Manu. Saradikshaya, suitable person. Gatavyatha, relieved of the responsibility. So after giving kanyadan to a suitable person, Emperor Manu was gatavyatha. Gatavyatha means free of his responsibility. Responsibility. This also shows the parents have got the responsibility up to marriage. Up to marriage is responsibility. Gatvyatha. Then upaguhya cha bahubhyam outkantyonmatitasaya. Upagraha means embraced. Embraced his daughter. Cha bahubhyam, with two arms. Otkantyonmatitasaya, having an anxious and agitated mind. Agitated mind. Now the time has come for separation. They have to return. They will not be able to see their daughter. It's the emotional time. So thus relieved of his responsibility by handing over the daughter to a suitable man, Swayambhu Manu, his mind agitated by the feeling of separation, embraced his affectionate daughter with both his arms. So how much is the responsibility of parents for their daughter? Up to marriage. Up to marriage is the responsibility. Okay, next.
Ashaknuvam tadviraham munchan bashpakalamuhu asinchad ambavat seti netro dair duhitu shikhaha.
Asaknuvam. Asaknuvam means unable to bear. Unable to bear. Tadabiraham, separation from her, separation from their daughter, Devuti. Munchan, shedding. What they were shedding? Vaspakalam. Vaspakalam, tears. Tears were coming out from the eyes of Emperor Manu. How long? Muhu, again and again, again and again. It's coming. So what happened with those tears? Asincha. Asincha means drenched. Drenched whom? Amba. Amba means mother. But here Amba word is used for Devuti. Devuti. Who is Devuti? Vatsa iti. She is daughter. Netrodai. Netrodai coming out of the two eyes of Manu. Duhita Sikha. Eight daughters. Sikha means the locks of hairs. Sikha. So the tears from the eyes of Manu drenched or wetted the hairs of his daughter. Now you can think how much Emperor Manu wept. Unable to stand the separation. So unable to bear her separation, he shed profuse tears over her head and wetted her hair, calling out loudly, "O daughter, O daughter." In Bengal, all the girls are called as mother. Sometimes people may object to it. Even the young girls, even the small girls, they always say ma, ma. They always address them as a ma. But in the Western world, if you call some girl as a ma, mother, so they will object, how come you said me mother? I am unmarried, how can you? You are telling so many things. So it is said in Manu Smriti that woman is never independent till marriage, father takes care, and after marriage, husband will take care, and after husband, son will take care. This is we are going to see in the life of Devuti. Oh, father of Devuti has already said that my responsibility is over. I have given Kanyadan to Kardamru. Kardan will take the responsibility till Kapil Bhagwan comes. When Kapil Bhagwan comes, Kardam will go to forest. He will give the responsibility to Kardam's son. So whatever is seen, written in the Manuspriti, you will find in the life of Devuti. Devuti. Okay, next.
Amantriyatam munivaram anugyata sahanugaha prataste rathamaruya sabharya swapuram nripaha.
Amantra means taking the permission. Now, Maharaj Manu has taken permission from Kardam that now this is the time, now I should go back to my palace or to my city. Tam, taken permission of Tam is Kardam. Who is Kardam? Munivaram, best of the sages. He's not an ordinary Muri. Why Varam? Because he has already seen Lord. He is the Shrestha Muni. Munivaram. Anugyata Sahanu. Anugyata and Muni gave permission. Anugyata. Okay, yes, now we should go back. Now all the functions are over. Anugyata. Sahanuga along with his retinue. So who else was there? Now Devati is going to stay back with the Kardam. Satrupa will go and all his followers, all his retinue also go back. Prataste started their journey. How they started their journey? Ratham Aruhya, mounted on their chariot, Rath. Who else was there? Sabharya. Sabharya, his wife. And where were they going? Swapuram, to their capital. And who else was there with Satrupa? Nripa, king. So then taking leave of Kardam, the king accompanied by his wife and his following started in chariot for his city. Okay, now comes the Swayambhu Manu's return from verse number 27 till the end of this chapter is the description of Manu going back to his city, to his Pura.
Ubhayo Rishikullayaha Sarasvatya Surodhasaho Rishi Nam Upashanta Nam Pashyannasrama Sampadaha.
Going back to his own city, Ubhayo Rishikulyaya. Ubhayo, both. Rishikulyaya agreeable to sages. Sarasvatya Surodhaso. Surodhaso means the charming bank of Saraswati Nadi. Sarasvatya, the river Saraswati, on the both side of the banks. They were very charming and suitable for the ashram, suitable for the muni. It is a secluded place. Rishi Nam, great sages, Upshantanam. Upshantana, tranquil, lonely, quiet place. Upshantanam, Pasyan. Pasyan, he saw. Ashram Sampada, prosperity of the ashram. So while he was going back, on the both side of Saraswati river banks, the place was secluded and serene, and saw the many ashrams on the both sides of the bank. So as he traveled, he saw on the both banks of Saraswati the ashram of several ascetics, adding to the beauty and sublimity of that place. So Rishi Muni still stay on the banks of rivers, you know, like our Tapovan Maharaj ji. When he comes down to Uttarkashi, that means the river Ganges is there. In summer month, he will come, in winter month, he will come to Uttarkashi. In the summer month, he will go up in the Gangotri. Gangotri is the place where from the Ganga has come out. Always on the banks of rivers. Like Sivananda Ashram, it is on the bank of Ganges in Rishikesh. Sivananda Ashram. Pasyan ashram sambada, prosperity of the ashram were very beautiful. Very beautiful. Even if you go now in the Himalayas, on the Ganges, you will find many ashrams there. And they are beautiful ashrams. In the nature, it is, they are very beautiful.
Tamayantam avipretya brahmavartat prajapatim gita samstuti vaditraihi pratyudiyu praharshitaha.
Tam him. Tam him means Raja Manu. Ayantam, who was arriving, avipretya, knowing of brahmavarta prajapatim. Who is Manu? Brahmavarta praja. Brahmavarta, from brahmavarta. Praja means the subject, pati means their lord. When the subject came to know that our Raja is coming back, Raja Manu is coming back, so what did they do? Gita, they started singing. Sanstuti, Sanstuti, started praising Lord. Vaditrai, Vaditrai means instrument also, started playing instruments. Pratyudiyo, Pratyudiyo, they came to greet. They all came outside the city to greet. Praharsita, overjoyed. Oh, Raja is coming. Because Raja is considered as a representative of God. So if they are able to see Raja, that means they are seeing God. So they were very happy. So overjoyed to know his arrival, his praja came forth from Brahmavart to greet their returning Lord with song, prayers and musical instrument. So it is a custom to receive king when he returns from outside. We have seen in the case of Bhagwan Krishna also, when he returned to Dwarka after the war was over, same thing happened. They all came and greeted him. It is a custom. Earlier the cities were used to be surrounded by walls, and when the and there were used to be different gates. So they will decorate gate, they will assemble there and greet the dignitary, the Raja. We are following the same thing. When Gurudev used to come, or Guruji or any Swamiji or Sarupananji comes, we greet him with the Purna Kumbha. His greeting is there. When we were in our Brahmachari course, at that time Guruji used to when come back to Pawai, whatever may be the time, all the Brahmachari will come and assemble and receive Guruji with the Purna Kumbha. Purna Kumbha. And Guruji will stand there, and all the Brahmachari, Brahmacharini will be surrounding there. Guruji will look into the eyes of each and everyone. Each and everyone Brahmachari.
and savor his grace just by looking. Just by looking, savoring the grace. Same thing is happening in the when any dignitary comes to or goes to another country. So he is also greeted the same way. Like President Trump went to Ahmedabad. See how he was greeted by Modi ji. All the way from the airport to that stadium, it was full of people greeting Trump and Modi ji. Same thing, yes.
Barhi smati namapuri sarva sampad samanvita nyapatan yatra romani yagyasyangyam vidhunvatah.
So the name of the city or the capital of empire of Maharaj Manu is Barismati Nam. It is the name. Puri. Puri means the city. Sarva Sampat Samanvita. Full of all kind of wealth. All kind of wealth. Full of all kind of wealth. And what is the speciality of Barismati? It is a Nyapatan. Nyapatan means fell down. Yatra, where? Romani, hairs. So hairs fell down at that place. Whose hairs? Yagyasya Angam, Lord Barahavatar. Barahavatar. Vidunvata, how it fell down? Barahavatar shook his body. When he shook his body, some of the hairs fell down. So wherever there any part or limb of God is found, that part is that city or that place is called Pithasthana. Pithasthana. And we have got many such Pithasthana pious places in India. So Manu's capital Barismati is in Brahmavart, is the spot where stiff hairs of cosmic boar. You know, the hairs of boar are very stiff. Do you know this? Those hairs are used for in the painting brush also. Either you want to paint your wall, earlier, now it is all plastic. Earlier it used to be from the bristles of boar. It is very stiff. Even the artists nowadays, they try to find out the brush which is made of that bristles, you know. Stiff hairs of the cosmic boar fell when the Lord in that form shook his limbs. So any place directly connected with the Lord is called Pithasthan. So Barasmati is a Pithasthan. Next.
Kushaka sastaye vasan sasvad harita varchasah rishayo yai parabhavya yagyagnan yagyami jire.
Kushaha kasaste. So the hairs grew as a kusa and kasa grass. The hairs which fell down from the body of Bara Bhagwan became kusa and kasa grass, which we use in puja. Kusa grass. Kusa and kasa grass. Eva asan saswad harita varchasa. And they became saswad, evergreen. Evergreen. Kusa grass is always evergreen. Harita. Harita means green. Vartasa. This is the color. So color of the grass is green. Rishyo yai parabhavya. Rishyo vai, by which grass rishis, they do puja. What else? Yagya gnana. And yagya gnana, the destroyer of the yagya. They can be removed. Like asur giving any problem to in yagya, by using the kusa grass, they are all removed. Yagyam ijare, and the Vishnu is worshipped with the grass. In every puja, we need kusa grass. It is required. Kusa grass is required. So it is that here that became evergreen grasses like kusa and kasa. The Rishi defeat the forces that obstruct yagya and adore the Lord of yagya with these grasses. So Yagya means Vishnu. It is the word Yagya has come here. Na? Yagyam ijire. Last word of verse 30. Yagyam ijire. Yagya means what? You have to tell me now. But no, you can't say Yagyo vai Vishnu. Yagyo vai Vishnu. Yagya means Vishnu. And Vishnu Sahasranam, one of the name of Vishnu is Yagya. In Bhagavad Gita also it has come, Yagyarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Any action which is not dedicated to Yagya, which is not dedicated to Yagya means which is not dedicated to Vishnu, which is not dedicated to Vishnu means what? Which is not for the happiness of the Vishnu, that action will bind us. That action will bind us. Now you ask yourself, whether your actions are for the happiness of Vishnu or not, is it for Vishnu's happiness or for our happiness? These are two different things. Actions for our happiness will bind us. And actions done for the happiness of the Lord, same action, it's not different action. It's the same action. If you are cooking in the house, that cooking, if it is done for Vishnu, it will not bind. But the same cooking, if you are doing for our own self, meri khushi ke liye hai, then it is going to bind. Cooking is same. Whether you are baking idli or dosa, doesn't matter. So therefore, what should we do? We should do all our actions for the happiness of Lord. Next.
Kushakasha mayam barhihi Astirya Bhagavan Manuhu Ayajad Yagya Purusham Labdha Sthanam Yato Bhubam.
Then what Manu did, you see? Kusakasa Mayam. Kusakasa man made of kus and kas grass. Mayam means full of that. Full of that grass. Mayam. Barahi Astirya. Barahi means seat. He spread his seat. That means the asan he spread. Asan he spread means the asan was made of kus and kasa grass. Those who are listening to chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, there also we found the same thing. The asan should be made of kus grass. Then on the top of that you put a skin. And on the skin you put cloth. Then you sit on that asan and meditate. Same thing here. So Bhagavan Manu, what he did? He opened or spread his seat made of kus grass and ayajat worshipped. He worshipped. Whom? Yagya Purusham. Are you getting the word Yagya Purusham there? Yagya means what? Vishnu. He worshipped Vishnu. Okay. Why he worshipped? Labdha sthanam yato bhuvam. Because he achieved or he got the abode or the empire, all the earth, from Vishnu only. From Vishnu only he got everything. Therefore, he prayed to Vishnu. Prayed to Vishnu. So Manu spread a seat of kusa and kasa and worshipped the Lord Sri Hari or Vishnu from whom he had secured a footing in the shape of terrestrial globe. Who is Manu? Manu is the father of mankind. Manu is the father of mankind. Manu and Satrupa. So Manu considers his rajya and power to be a gift by the Lord to him. Therefore, he always engages himself in the service of the Lord. Service of the Lord. So Manu got that much of Rajya. Whatever we have got also, it is because of Lord. If we are enjoying good health, it is because of Lord. If we are enjoying our life, good property, good circumstances, or if we have got the capacity or capability of intelligence doing anything, it is because of Lord. It is because of Lord. So all the gifts to us are by the Lord.
when one worships Lord with the what he got from him, he is freed from three types of miseries. Three types of misery. Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, and Adhyatmik. If we pray to Lord, then miseries won't come.
Barhi smatim nama vibhuryam nirvishya samavasata tasyam pravishto bhavanam tapatraya vinashanam.
Barismati nam, the city of Barismati, vibhu, vibhuryam means manu, nirvishya, having entered, samavasat, he previously came from there only. So when he entered into his own palace, samavasat, tasyam pravishto, in that city, pravishto means entered, bhavanam, palace. After entering the city, he went to his palace and entered into the palace. And how that palace? Tapatraya vinasanam. That palace is such a pious place, sacred place. Tapatraya vinasanam. There is no tap, there is no sorrow. No sorrow coming from devata, no sorrow coming from the surroundings, and no sorrow adhyatmik, no sorrow coming from own body also. So having arrived at the city of Barismati in which he had previously lived, Manu entered his palace, which was filled with an atmosphere that eradicated tapatraya. So sansar gives us three types of sorrow, we all know. That is why we chant three times shanti, shanti, shanti at the end of each mantra. Each shanti represents one type of sorrow, adi daivik, adi bhautik, and adhyatmik. These miseries continue to come even to jnani, but he don't give importance to them. So whether you are a jnani or a jnani, three types of sorrows will come. Why three types of sorrows will come? According to my karma, they are coming. So we can't stop them. For a realized master, living in swarga or narak is the same. Whether he is in swarga or narak, he knows both are false only. Both are false. We can say the jnani is suffering. But ask jnani, are you suffering? He will say, no, I am not suffering. My body is suffering. My body is suffering. I am not suffering. Body is different from me. I am not body.
Sabharya sabrajab kaman bubujena virodhatah sangiya manasat kirtihi sastri bhi suragaya kaihi prattu se svanubandhena ridasunvan hare kathaha.
You see, how to live in this world is said in this verse. Sabharya, along with wife. Sabraja, with praja. All the subjects. Now we are talking about Raja Manu, how he lived. Praja. Kaman bubuje. Necessity of life. Bubuje means he enjoyed. All the necessity of life he enjoyed. He is a Raja. Raja of the entire earth. Bubuje. Anya abirodita. Without any disturbances. Without any disturbances, he enjoyed everything of the world. Okay. Sangiya mana satkirti sastribi surgayake. Surgayake means celestial musician. If you have seen any palace, you will find there used to be a place near the gate where every morning some singers will come. They are employee of the palace only. They will sing. They will sing. What they will sing? And how they will sing? Sastribhi, they will come with their family. Sastribhi, okay. And Satkirti, and they will announce the Sat, pious reputation of king. Sangiyamanam, and praise. Praise the king. So these people used to praise. Pratesu. Pratyasuman at every dawn, early in the morning, they will come and do. Anubuddhena attached, Hridasanvan Hare Katha, but how Manu was there?
Manu heard Sranavena listen Hare Katha. He used to engage himself in the listening of Hari Katha. Emperor Manu, king of the whole world, he has got every type of sense object enjoyment at his tips. His kirti, his reputation is sung by the people, the singers who come with their family. But Raja Manu, Anubaddha, he was attached. Where? Attached with the Sranavan Hare Katha. He was interested in Hari Katha. Hari Katha. In the case of Kardam also, we saw the same thing. When he became silent, his mind went to Vishnu, Bhagwan Vishnu. But when we become silent, what happens? Where our mind goes? Does it go to Vishnu? No. So when we study Bhagavat, no, we have to very minutely see all these things. What is the purpose of mentioning? The purpose of mentioning, even that Bhagavat is not saying don't enjoy. They don't say don't enjoy sense objects. They are also saying, even Raja Janak was also like that. Kardam is also doing the same thing. And we find Manu is also doing the same thing. Enjoying the worldly sense objects also, but mind is with the Lord. So there in the company of his wife and Praja children, he enjoyed the pleasure of senses that did not interfere with the pursuit of other objects of human aspiration. At the daybreak, celestial musicians along with their wives sang chorus his fair renown, but with a loving heart he listened to the stories of Sri Hari. So we have to remember that human life is for realization. There is no restriction against living with the wife and children. There is no restriction staying with the family in your own house. We have seen the house of Manu. Tapatraya Vinasanam, such is his palace. So life should be such controlled that we don't forget goal. Most of us, what we have done, we have forgotten our goal. We are just enjoying and forgotten our goal. Manu did not forget it. Manu lived in the world, keeping the goal in mind. So continue religious practices at home and make it a routine. Like you all are sitting at home now, na? You are all at home. Inside home, you are enjoying satsang. So this thing should continue.
Nishnatam yoga mayasu munim swayambhuvam manum yadabhram shayitum bhoga nashekur bhagavat param.
Nisnatam yoga mayasu munim swayambhu manu. Manu was the Raja of the whole earth, and he was Muni. Nisnantam yogamayasu, absorbed in the temporary enjoyment. He was Raja, he was enjoying the worldly enjoyments also. He was enjoying. But yada abhrasyatum bhoga na seku bhagavat param. But these bhog never obstructed him from keeping his mind to Bhagavan. His mind was always with the Bhagavan. Although he was enjoying. Enjoying what? Yogamayasu. This enjoyment are all the yogamaya. The worldly sense objects are all created by maya. So he was enjoying all the sense objects of the world, but his mind was always absorbed with the Lord. So Swayambhu Manu was a saintly king. Although absorbed in the material happiness, he was not dragged to the lowest grade of life, for he always enjoyed his material happiness in Bhagavat Prem. So mind devoted to Lord, mind in contemplation, mind continuously with the Lord, at the same time enjoying the worldly thing. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, when you are in the Grihastha Ashram, hold the Lord with one hand, with other hand you do the work of Grihastha Ashram. When the Grihastha Ashram is over, now after that you hold the Lord with the both hands. Same thing, same principle is explained here. So generally Bhavsukh drags one to the lower or the lowest grade of life. Those who are engaged, fully engrossed in the Bhagavad Sukh, enjoyment of sense objects, they slowly degrade themselves. But Swayambhu Manu, although engaged in the Bhavsukh, was considered Muni. He was considered Muni. Why? Because the mind was there with the Lord. So when we enjoy sense objects, where is our mind? Our mind is in the world only. So he was considered Muni because he always remembered Lord. People are very much attached to material way of life. Shastra don't say that, don't enjoy Bhavsukh. They regulate the habit of sense enjoyment and how to enjoy Bhavsukh, which will not bind. Shastra will tell. No Shastra will tell you that don't enjoy. Every Shastra will say enjoy. But you must have control. Take from the world only that much which is required. Don't waste your time in accumulating more and more. If you are putting more time in accumulation, then what happens? You don't have time to concentrate on Lord. So we have to be wise. How much is required from here? Take it, and rest of the time should be given in satsang. Next.
Ayataya mastasyasan yama swantarayapanaha sunvato dhyayato vishnoho kurvato vruvatak kathaha.
Ayata yamaha, time never lost. He's talking about the Manu. Tasya, Manu, asana, where yamaha avar swantarayapanaha, his duration of life. During the whole life, he kept his mind with the Lord. Srinvanto dhyayato Vishnu kurvato bubrata katha. Srinvanto, he listened. Dhyayato, contemplated. So he listened to the katha of Vishnu, then contemplated on Vishnu. Kurvato, all actions for Vishnu. Bubrata, speaking about Vishnu katha. The whole life went like that. And what was the life? It is said in the next verse. How long was his life? So consequently, although his duration of life gradually came to end, so whatever may be the span of life, it will come to end one day. Time will end. His long life consisting of a manvantar was not spent in vain, since he ever engaged in hearing, contemplating, writing down, or chanting the Leela of Lord. So normally it is seen that the law of the diminishing return is applicable in the sense of enjoyment. Law of diminishing return means, if you take the same object again and again, that object will give you less and less joy. Start eating rasagulla. First one will give you maximum soak. 50th rasagulla will give you sorrow. Dukkha. But in the case of love toward the Lord, the law of diminishing return does not apply there. There in the Narad Bhakti Sutra, it says, pratichana bardhamana. It is constantly increasing. So there is a difference between enjoying sense object and enjoying Bhagavad Katha. In case of enjoying Bhagavad Katha, it will continuously go on increasing. Whereas the sense object, it will go on decreasing. So whatever be the duration of life, 100 years of Brahmaji or 100 years of human, all come to end. Brahmaji is also worried about his life span. So life is not wasted if time is passed with Srinavanto, Dhyayato, Vishnu, Kurvato, Bubrata, Katha. If you spend time in this way, that will be more beneficial.
Saiva Swantaram Ninni Yuga Nameka Saptatim Vasudeva Prasangena Paribhuta Gatitrayah.
Sa means Manu, Ev, the Swantaram, his own period, Ninne past. So how Manu passed? Manu passed his whole life in this way. Listening, meditating, doing, chanting, listening to Katha. This way he passed. Yuga Nam Ek Saptikam, his life is 71 Chatur Yuga. Chatur Yuga. And one Chatur Yuga, you know, 43,20,000 years is one Chatur Yuga. And Manu lived for 71 such Chatur Yuga. And whole life he spent this way. How? Vasudeva Prasangena. Vasudeva Prasangena, always constantly thinking about the Vasudeva only. Paribhuta, transcended. Gatitra. Gatitra means three types of gati, three type of destination. What are these three types of destinations? Urdham gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishtanti rajasa, jaganya guna vrittastha, agho gacchanti tamasa. Those who are sattvagun, they go to the higher loka. Those who are in the rajasgun at the time of death, they will be in this prithvi loka. And those who are tamogun, they will go to the lower loka. So all the 14 lokas are only in the Maya only. In the Maya only. So if you pass your life listening to, meditating on, working for Bhagwan Vishnu, then what will happen? You will go beyond these 14 lokas. Sattvic person will go to higher loka, Rajasic will be in the middle, and Tamasic will go down. So you go beyond these three gatis. So Gatitraya can also be Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti. Gatitraya is Jagrat, Swapna, Susupti. Realization means going beyond Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti. So one who is engaged bhakti, he transcends all three gatis. Oh, 37, 38, 39, okay. So, okay, we stop here today. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Now we'll do